The Indiana Citizens Redistricting Commission, made up of Democrats, Republicans, and nonpartisan members, doesn't have any official power to redraw district lines. Lawmakers at the State House do that. But it's trying to show that putting redistricting in the hands of citizens will be better for Hoosiers. Julia Vaughn leads Common Cause Indiana.
A multipartisan and diverse group with no direct interest in the outcome will draw maps that better serve voters and communities.
Though Democrats have led the charge at the State House for independent redistricting, Nate Lamar, a Republican from Henry County, says gerrymandering cuts both ways.
I live in State House District 54. My state representative is Tom Saunders. When the Democrats controlled the process in 2001, his district stretched from Union City to Knightstown, yet included no county seats. Just bits and pieces of rural Randolph, Wayne, and Henry counties.
Muncie Democratic State Representative Sue Arrington agrees. In 2011's redistricting as a sitting state senator, she was drawn out of her district. After being elected to the State House of Representatives, she now shares Delaware County with six other representatives.
One of those representatives has one precinct in Delaware County. That's Tony Cook has Gaston. So you can imagine when you only have one precinct, how much attention you're going to give to that county.
The Citizens Commission is holding public hearings in all nine Indiana congressional districts this spring and will send a report to lawmakers on what Hoosiers think. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.